This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Many growers are already experiencing weather conducive to developing head scab, the most economically challenging wheat disease. Jason Snell, an agronomic service representative with Syngenta, describes the signs and symptoms of head blight.
Pale kernels, florets on the cereal head that begin towards the center of the head because they flower first. Depends a little bit on the time of infection, but generally the spores are in the air all the time. So you'll see early infection and the first flowers start in the middle of the head and move to the outside. And they'll turn kind of a white chalky color, sometimes a pink salmon orange. It's a pinkish orange color. That's a pretty high level of infection. And then that can spread even if treatment gets on there. It's a little bit too late by that point. And then that'll spread generally through most of the head.
Snell says the best thing growers can do to protect their wheat investments is to be proactive.
I would say it starts with a resistant variety of the cereal you're growing, if it's wheat or barley. If you're in a high pressure situation, you can manage your rotations, follow crops that are non-hosts for fusarium. Those would include most broadleaf, so soybeans or dry beans or a broadleaf type crop. And then the most resistant variety you can find that still meets your criteria for other requirements in that field, whether that's protein or obviously yield is very important. And the last step at the end would be a very high quality, high performing fungicide at flower timing.
Visit boostyourbushels.com to learn more. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.